Good afternoon to all, and welcome back to our virtual meeting. It is 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, January 18th, 2022, in time to convene the regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Toni Olson, President of the Commission. In accordance with the Governor's Proclamation 20-28.15, we are holding meetings remotely. Joining us this afternoon, Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, Vice President, Commissioner Sid Logan, Secretary, John Harlow, CEO General Manager, Ann Spangler, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Assistant Clerk of the Board, and Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. And as a reminder, please mute and turn off your camera on your devices when not speaking. I will ask for questions or comments on agenda items as each item is discussed. These comments will be limited to 5 minutes. And sometimes these questions can be answered during the meeting, while others may require more time. If you wish to comment on agenda items, please indicate you would like to speak by clicking raise hand, and or if you're calling in, dial *9. Attendees will be called to speak at the appropriate time. Commissioners and John, do we have any additions or changes to this afternoon's agenda?
Madam Chair, I have three quick items I'd like to talk about under commission business.
All right, and they are?
They are Energy Northwest, a congratulations on our safety milestone, and our board owner linkage plan.
Okay, great. Thank you. Commissioner Wolf, do you have anything?
No, I have a couple of comments, but they're not anything. They're just comments relating to our governance, really.
All right. Thank you. I'll set that note aside. This meeting is being recorded. And when addressing the board during the meeting, please state and spell your name and indicate where you're from. This afternoon, comments from the public is agenda item 2. And that is when the board will hear comments on items that are not on the published agenda. These comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Please note that all board motions receive an automatic silent second to ensure that all issues are brought to the floor for discussion. We will move on to agenda item 2, comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public that are, again, not on our published agenda? Allison, do we have anyone in the queue?
I do not see any.
All right, we will now move on to the consent agenda. Item 3A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of January 4, 2022. B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. And 3C, consideration of ratification, certification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Do we have anyone calling in? Allison?
I do not see any hands raised.
All right, thank you. Commissioners, questions or comments on these three agenda items?
I have none.
I have none.
I have none. I will therefore call for the vote. Those in favor, aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. The motion passes 3-0.
Commissioner Olson, just for the record, I do show some people with hands up now. I am going to lower them
past on the consent agenda item.
They came up afterwards. I believe they're for regular. Sometimes they're delayed about 15 seconds, so it can come up when you ask for the motion.
It would be helpful to know if they're on our consent agenda items or.
And it looks like there's no more hands raised.
For the consent agenda. Thank you. We will now move on to agenda item 4A, consideration of a resolution amending the district's retail electric rate schedules to implement a 2.1% system average rate increase. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
I will now convene a public hearing. And we do have Brian Booth available to answer any questions or provide information on previous presentations. And I do want to note the board has received multiple briefings as to various components of this over the last couple of years, I think. And most recently, the last presentation was on January 4, 2022. Are there any comments from the public on this particular resolution? Allison, do we have any hands raised?
I do not see any hands raised.
All right. Commissioners, do we need Brian to review the last presentation with us?
I see no need for that.
All right. Do we have any comments before we proceed?
No, just a comment for the public that may be listening with us today. This increase would be 8 cents a day for small users like those who live in apartments. And 10 cents a day for most residential customers.
Thank you very much. And thank you for reminding us of that. Hearing no requests for further comments, I'll close the public hearing and I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? This this resolution is passed 3-0. I will now move on to agenda item 4B, consideration of a resolution amending the district's pilot rate, supplemental rate for voluntary bundled renewable energy to become rate schedule 81, titled supplemental rates for voluntary bundled renewable or non-emitting energy. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
I will now convene the public hearing. Again, we have Brian Booth is available to answer any questions that we may have or do we want to receive the previous presentation. Again, I know we've had presentations on this before. The most recent was January 4, 2022. Do we have any comments from the public, Allison?
There are no hands raised.
Hands. Commissioners, comments or questions?
I have none.
I'm just pleased that we're able to offer this to the cities and entities that are interested in having all clean energy.
Amen.
Well, and I would like to also commend Commissioner Wolf, who was very instrumental in bringing this regarding Edmonds, the city of Edmonds, bringing this to our attention, had the pilot successful, and we move on in terms of expanding the potential.
Thank you.
Let's see. Did I call for the motion? No, I didn't.
You haven't closed the hearing yet.
Oh, well, I will now close the public hearing. And I call for the vote. Those commissioners in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? The motion passes 3-0. We will now move on to agenda item 5, our general manager's report. John, do you have anything to report to us?
Yeah, I just have a couple items today, truly a relatively short update. First out of our ITS group, just wanted to share, as you're all aware, the cybersecurity response and the ITS team responded to the significant cybersecurity threat that impacted really all companies across the world. ITS team and the other district employees quickly responded to the threat, working with all software vendors to ensure to the greatest extent possible any exposure was mitigated. Due to our strong security focus, tools, and our skilled staff, the incident resulted in no breaches. From our customer service group, just an update on our pandemic debt recovery. Customer service continues to be creative to move the needle on debt recovery while meeting customers where they are, taking steps with proactive outreach, doorknob tags with stronger disconnection language, and for the highest bill accounts not responding, ready for disconnect, performing a knock and talk with TSRs to help understand the customer situations and provide options while getting payments in the door to avoid disconnection. The results have been spectacular. The first wave of customers from November 23rd through the end of the year for disconnect notices have responded with good faith payments of almost $100,000 or roughly $2,000 per customer. We are excited about what's also remarkable is that we've only been focused to disconnect one customer, a grow operation, which quickly engaged with us with payment and a plan for balance reduction. We are excited about these early results and we'll keep everyone updated. This approach has proven to meet customers where they are and challenge the idea that all customers must be disconnected to encourage payments. We are also proud that this plan was designed by 3 lead CSRs who do the work and have been engaging with customers from the beginning of the pandemic. And again, just a huge kudos to the customer service group, customer and energy service group to manage this over the past 2 years and just done a fantastic job working with our customers. Also, another quick update from our customer, our community office, and/slash customer service. The community office CSRs will now realign and be structured within the customer service organization. As you know, previously they were in our distribution and engineering organization. This change will help with consistent customer experience, better alignment in the CSR training and accountability, and it improves the workflow management through our customer service centralized workforce team. And then just lastly, a quick update. We commenced our first round of interviews for the CIO position, had great success, and we are now scheduling final interviews for the first week or two of February with the hopes that those may be in person, but we'll just have to play that by ear. If they're not, we will continue with the virtual option and hope to have a CIO selected within the next month or so. And that is it.
Thank you, John. We will now move on to commission business, agenda item 6A, commission reports. Do we have any reports, commissioners?
I don't have any reports, just those 3 things I wanted to discuss.
Yes, all right. Let's move on to 6B, and we will deal towards the end of our governance section with, I believe, Commissioner Logan and Commissioner Wolf raised the same issue, which is our governance policies. So Sid, if you could address your other two items first, it would be helpful. Right now we are on our agenda, our governance planning calendar, our event calendar. And do we have any changes? And we need to look at that carefully, because sometimes changes do occur. And it looks like we have some of the changes that are shown in red. But commissioners, do you have anything to add to this?
I do not.
I have a question about the January 25th workshop. Is, I know it's for the commission, but does it also, is it also open to the public?
Yes.
I thought so. I just wanted to verify that. Thank you.
And Commissioner Olson, can you confirm that you don't want Commissioner Logan to address his other two issues right now under commission business?
Well, typically we will do the calendars, and then I will, well, we'll discuss commission issues after this, if okay, if commissioners are comfortable with that. We're going to get to it.
That's all that matters to me.
Okay. Let's move on to agenda item seven, which is our commission business section. And our governance planning calendar 7A, commissioners, have you taken a look at that? And do you have any changes, suggestions?
I have none.
I believe Commissioner Wolf clarified the public issue with our workshop on the 25th. Mm-hmm. Now let's move into some of the issues that were identified earlier. And Sid, if you could, you have two items, and then we'll go into the policy issue with Commissioner Logan and Commissioner Wolf.
Okay. My first item is I'm considering running for the Executive Board of Energy Northwest, and I've talked to our general manager, and he's comfortable with that, so I'm seeking your approval, commissioners.
I wholeheartedly approve. It is a very influential board, and I'm sure that they would welcome your expertise, your business sense. Highly needed. Now, Commissioner Logan, does that require written sponsors then?
No, it doesn't require written sponsors.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It requires me winning an election.
Okay.
Against all the Waputa members.
Oh, that's a challenge.
Commissioner Logan, now, could you remind me, what are the duties of that position?
The executive board is the board that really makes almost all the board decisions for Energy Northwest.
I'm sorry. I understand that. I was thinking it was the board that approves money over $500,000 or something. Is that a different role?
That's the participants review board, and they don't actually approve money over that. They get to have an opinion about money spent over that. There's three boards, and only one of them has a lot of weight, and that's the executive board. And it's got appointments from the governor. It's governors. It's got appointments. There's outside directors, and there's inside directors. And so I'd be running for one of the inside director positions.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. The next thing is, I just wanted to congratulate the organization, every single employee, in our great new safety statistic, in reaching an all-time 50-year low, and I think a three-quartable accident. So, I mean, that's something that every single employee should take credit for. And also, I just want to say how pleased I am that, as an organization, we're offering vaccinations to our employees. So.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more issue and you want me to hold on that. Is that right?
No, please go ahead.
Well, the final issue is we have our board policies on the website, but we also have our board owner linkage plan. And I am making a request that we remove that from our website. It's not a board policy and it's outdated and it's not one that the three of us have weighed in on. It's actually predates social media, which is mostly what that plan is about, how we connect to the public. So I would like to remove that from our website just because I think it's so outdated.
Commissioner Wolf, was that your same topic on owner linkage?
No, but I would hope, I know we had quite a bit of discussion about the board owner linkage plan, and we decided that it wasn't really a policy, it was a plan. And I thought that we agreed that the plan was good and that we all agreed on the plan. So if we're not going to share that with the public, why not?
This is the old plan.
Yeah, I know, but we had agreed that that old plan was perfectly fine. We agreed with it. We discussed it. I remember reading it and I thought that we felt it was sufficient to meet our needs as a plan, not a policy. So if you don't think we should be sharing.
I thought we had agreed to come back when we had a workshop.
Yes. And, yeah.
And take that on. We had some recommendations. Melissa gave us a presentation on it. So we had plans to relook at that entire plan.
And clearly we need to follow through on that. It is an important section. But I do want to, Commissioner Logan, kind of threw this out of left field. You know, I've researched the owner linkage policy before, and I thought that it was actually adopted with the original resolution, which was what, I don't know, 2003 or a long time ago, and that it actually had not been rescinded. So perhaps we can have Melissa or Allison do some research on that, or have you, Commissioner Logan, and you have that information.
Well, I mean, I assume that the commission adopted it, but again, it's not a board policy. So we adopt many things that we don't put on our website. So I just am concerned with putting something out there that is so, like you say, if it's 2003, then it's 19 years old and we're working on building a new one. And I'm not sure if the new one belongs on the website or not, but I just don't like to have outdated information. So.
Okay. I respect your opinion. I don't think there's anything in the plan that is outdated. It's just kind of aspirational and kind of a directive for us. So I always tend to lean toward transparency and good board owner communication or customer board communication. So, I mean, I think it's okay to keep it with the policies, but if you have strong feelings about it, and if you want to work together soon to develop a new board owner linkage policy or plan, I'll go along with that. I just don't see what the problem is with it. What's in it sounds good to me. And we did read it and we did talk about it.
And this, Commissioner Olson, I would first, I concur with both of you, I don't know, but I'd first like to have the clerks do some research on this and find out if, and I believe Commissioner Logan, your research showed that it was adopted, but in terms of the protocols, was it ever rescinded? So then we have the issue of, if it wasn't rescinded, it's still a policy that's out there. And it is draft. And I thought that at one time it said draft or preliminary when we initially published the governance policies many moons ago.
Yeah, I don't.
Mr. Olson?
I was going to say, I think when we readopted all of our board policies, it was, I think Commissioner Wolf had been here about 11 months or so when we readopted all of our policies. I don't think we had readopted that one. I think we had just done the policies, not this plan.
So can I jump in for a second, Commissioner?
Yes, Melissa.
So in the research that we did when we were going through this to come back to the board a few months ago. So it was actually adopted in 2000, was the original adoption date. It was never rescinded. It's still a valid policy or plan. And when we did meet, in my notes, I have that we're going to hold off doing anything on the current board owner linkage until we can get an opportunity to have a workshop with the board.
Well, Melissa, then this Tony again. Can we put a notification or a stamp across that it is draft?
I wouldn't probably say it's draft. We could say it's
in review.
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm just not sure why it's on the website. I don't remember us taking any action to put it on the website.
It's part of the governance policies right now.
It's not a policy. We had a conversation about putting our board policies on the website, but not this plan.
Well, this was intended. Right now, what we have with it is a plan that came right out of the governance policy guru, John Carver. And I was around when that was done, and it was just taken out of his literature. So it's a plan with options for commissions to consider. I'm just saying, in terms of protocol, if it was adopted and it has not been rescinded, can we just arbitrarily remove it from the website or leave it on with some notification that it is in rewrite or whatever?
And maybe you could just say under review, but leave it, because I think it's an important piece. It kind of helps flesh out the policies in terms of how we relate to the public. So I don't see why you feel threatened to have it there.
Commissioner Wolf, please do not put words in my mouth. I do not feel threatened.
Well, you seem eager to get rid of it.
Not eager to get rid of it. I have made no motion to get rid of the plan. It hasn't been on the website the entire time I've been on the commission. It just was put on the website. And I'm saying it's not an item the three of us have agreed to. It's a very old item. It's not been updated. And I would just like to have updated information on the website.
So, I mean, if you're going to take issue with everything that was adopted before 2000, then, you know, we may have some other problems, but it is part of our, it's kind of bound into our policies as part of a really important part that we've never really developed fully, and we plan to do that, and we will do that. So I don't know why we can't just leave it alone. I'm very pleased that we do have our policies on our commission page now, and I'm very grateful for that. And so that's just how I feel about it. I know that I just don't see the harm or the risk in having it there.
That's Commissioner Olson. Commissioner Wolf, I can understand what you're saying. And Commissioner Logan, it is outdated. It doesn't, it it's difficult to understand what it is in its present form. However, we also have the board, when we did the work in 2019 to update some of those policies, didn't update all of them. So we do have some that are really out of date. Mm-hmm. So should we treat this one any differently than we would treat those?
Those we all adopted. All three of us adopted those. Even the ones we didn't make any changes to, we readopted the entire set of policies. This one we did not adopt.
Oh, Commissioner Olson, can I jump in real quick again? Sorry.
Yes.
Going through all my stuff. So the resolution that adopted the updated policies that we did, 4 years ago now, those were adopted by resolution 5924. And that one amended resolution 4848, adopting amendments to three governance policy sets entitled executive limitations, governance process, and board CEO general manager linkage policies. That's the current one from 2019.
And so what are you telling me?
So it is part of your board policies. And so this resolution just adopted the ones that you worked on, the little pile that you worked on in 2019.
Oh.
But the board policies or board owner linkage is a part of that resolution as being adopted. So we can go either way. I think it's up to the board whether you want it on the website or you don't. That's up to the three of you to make that decision. We were asked to put the policies on there. We have the old policies and we have the new portion that was adopted under this 5924. And part of that is the board owner linkage that was put on there as well. But we're happy to do what you would like to.
Well, it is clear, Melissa, that the form of the owner linkage that's in our governance policies is a plan. Commissioner Logan is correct. It really isn't a statement of policy. However, logistics are that if the resolution that the board adopted updated certain sections and didn't rescind other sections, I would still think it would be considered, quote, quote, part of the governance package. And I believe that it should, if it stays on the website, it's got to have something across it that says it's in rewrite or in review or whatever.
Maybe under review.
That would work for me.
Do you also want that on the other policies that are going to be under review, or just the board owner linkage?
Let's do the board owner linkage because that is in such a form that it clearly, once you get to it, it doesn't look like a policy.
Right.
So, all right. So we are in agreement that we'll leave it on the website with some notification on it that clearly states that it is under review and what you see is not what you may eventually get. Sorry about that. And the others that haven't been updated, we won't make any notation like that on it. So after you digest this, if you see there's any issues with it in your research, you can come back to us at the next board meeting under commission business and update us. So I'm assuming that we are all in concurrence on this. I believe Commissioner Logan said yes. Commissioner Wolf?
Yes.
All right. Let's see, Commissioner Wolf, did you have another item?
It's not really the same item. First of all, I want to thank you, Commissioner Olson, for the outstanding job you've done on January 4th and today in being our new president, stepping up and taking that on. I think you're doing a great job, and I'm grateful. I think we all agree, I hope we all agree, as all three of us, that we all bring different backgrounds, perspectives, experiences, and maybe even values to the commission. That's part of the strength of our commission. And so where we occasionally disagree, and I respectfully disagree, that sometimes if I ask a question that seems to me very important and pertinent, and you don't see it, that even though I know your job is to keep us moving, don't let any of us go astray or get off topic. But I don't think that my questions today were off topic, because they directly related to the wildfire management program that we're not going to hear about for another year. And so I was curious about, as part of our plan to work with the landowners, and what about that part? And then I also there was mention in the report, that we have these drought and beetle infestations that are drying out the forest. I was already aware of that, but I didn't realize that it was much of a risk on the west side. But that was my question. Is it actually now a risk on the west side? So I just thought those were directly relevant. And I was disappointed that they were not seen as relevant. But, I think that's just about the main thing that I find problematical from time to time, is that we need to respect, and I know your job as president is to keep us on the straight and narrow, and you do that well. I just think we need to broaden our understanding of, or our appreciation for each other's backgrounds and interests and talents and all of that. And I think we could do a little better on that. And
thank you for your input on that.
So anyway, that's all I have to say.
I think we've got through all of the items that we ID'd to discuss. Any more further business to come before the board, John?
No, none from us.
There being no further business, the board, it is now, what time is it here? 2:08, and the board will recess into executive session to review the performance of a public employee under the terms set forth in the Open Public Meetings Act. It is anticipated this executive session will last approximately an hour. The commission will immediately adjourn the regular meeting upon conclusion of the executive session. We are now adjourned.
Thank you.
Actually, we're not quite adjourned yet.
Commissioner Olson?
Yes, counsel.
Can you confirm we're actually in recess? We're not adjourned.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We are in recess. And I heard General Counsel Ann speak up. Ann, was it regarding some reminders for us for the executive session?
No, I was the same thing that Allison mentioned.
Okay.
I just thought that we're not adjourned, recess, ending the executive.
I need all the help I can get. We are in recess.